You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Time for football? Yeah, let's do it. Here's some trivia. The National Football League has been playing games on Thanksgiving since 1920, but you could say the Detroit Lions were the first team to really embrace the Thanksgiving Day game. The Lions have played on Thanksgiving since 1934, and they won today. And in 1966, the Dallas Cowboys got on board, so you had two games during which to ignore the relatives. Now you can yell at the TV all the way through the turkey and well into primetime. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks at how Thanksgiving football became an all-day event and a money-minting machine for the NFL.
Back in 1934, pro football wasn't really a thing. American sports fans were into baseball, but there's no baseball on Thanksgiving, and Detroit Lions owner G.A. Richards figured people were off work, so they might buy a ticket to come out to watch his Lions play. But he was just trying to sell tickets. That worked for a while.
I think they realized early that game day attendance was not going to be the revenue driver, that it was going to be TV.
That's John Vrooman. He teaches sports economics at Vanderbilt.
The NFL and TV have co-evolved. Like when TV kind of took off, particularly color television, when it took off in the 60s, then the NFL's right there with it.
He says in 1966, when the league was looking for a second game on Thanksgiving, Dallas Cowboys general manager Tex Schramm figured TV would boost the team's exposure. Michael McCambridge is author of America's Game, the epic story of how pro football captured a nation.
American families get together on holidays and because of that need distractions. And the NFL is one of our most reliable holiday distractions.
And that reliability has made the NFL a lot of money. Broadcast rights for the NFL games are among the most expensive in all of TV. Ad rates are really high, too. When the Cowboys and Carolina Panthers met last Thanksgiving, it was the most watched regular season game all year. There are games in primetime now, too.
Do your relatives leave at 6 o'clock or do they stay longer? I think there was a void there in primetime. I think the NFL recognized that there was a very fertile, captive viewing audience there.
An audience probably tuning in to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.